rescue them. Some motorists took advantage of emergency shelter which had been set up to help them. These people in Windermere are surprised by the number of people affected.
I counted over 140-something cars still abandoned on the side of the road.
I was knocking on windows because the pub opened up to do teas and coffees. I was really shocked talking to people knocking on the car windows because some of them had said they were there, they'd been there for 5 hours.
Police in France have arrested a 25-year-old man following a knife and hammer attack in Paris. A German tourist died and two others were injured, including a British man. The US Defence Secretary is urging Israel to do more to protect civilians as they go after Hamas. Lloyd Austin says the protection of Palestinian civilians in Gaza is both a moral responsibility and strategic imperative. The Labour leader has praised Margaret Thatcher in a new pitch to win over Tory voters. In a piece for the Sunday Telegraph, he claims his party has changed dramatically since Jeremy Corbyn was in charge. Sir Keir Starmer is asking voters to take a look at his party again. Health Secretary Victoria Atkins is sceptical.
He wasn't appealing to Margaret Thatcher's entrepreneurial spirit when he was courting votes from the hard left. And I suspect the great lady herself would view a man who is trying to ride on the coattails of her success with the following words, no, no, no.
Hollywood star Ryan Gosling has been speaking about his role in Barbie, the highest-grossing film of the year. The movie took in around £1.1 billion at the box office. In sport, Celtic's unbeaten start to the Scottish Premiership season is under threat. They trail St Johnstone 1-0 in their lunchtime kick-off at half-time. Second-place Rangers welcome St Mirren to Ibrox later. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Looking rather gloomy out there, I've got to tell you. Further rain or showers, locally heavy, will spread across the region again in the afternoon. Less cold than in recent days, though, with light winds taking temperatures to around 6 degrees Celsius, your high. Tonight, looking like this, cloudy with outbreaks of rain tonight, heavy at times as well, spreading northwards across parts overnight, becoming breezy but less cold compared to recent nights. Temperatures dropping down to lows of 3 degrees Celsius. A new week for Monday is looking like this. Monday the 4th, rather cloudy on Monday, further outbreaks of rain, perhaps locally heavy again, mainly in the far south though, throughout the day. A breezier day than today, feeling again rather cold, especially in the coastal districts. Temperatures hovering around highs of single digits at 4 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're gonna take that.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
Now, welcome back to part two of your Sunday Lunch. Our weather looking a bit gloomy. As I said, it really was cold, didn't it, the last couple of days. We hit the old minus one and twos in the evening, or in late evening, the last couple of days. Has warmed up a touch. I'm currently about 4 or 5 degrees outside. I know it's not heat wave or anything, but it is a little bit better. It takes the edge off it, doesn't it, when you're inside. But just parts of Britain have been freezing. I mean, I've seen some places, they say, especially up north, it's been like minus 10 in some places. A little bit of snow down this neck of the woods, Blackpool, Liverpool had a little dusting of snow. We had a very, very slight snow. Blink and you would have missed it. A light flurry of snow and then it just gone. But we still had it, you know. We had a little bit of snow. But in Scotland, they've had a fair bit of snow, I say, up north. They've still got bad weather up there. They did say it was going to get a little bit colder. But normally, December is quite mild, isn't it? I find you kind of get towards Christmas and everyone's hoping for that white Christmas that kind of never materialises. Sometimes it has a little snow, like now, just before, then it warms up, and Christmas is normally quite nice, isn't it? And then you kind of get into January, that second week, and then suddenly it's like the really cold, wintry kind of weather turns up. But if you're out and about, be careful. There are frosty leaves on the floor. It's very slippery if you're out on the pavements, and the roads aren't looking too good either. I shall be keeping you up to date with what's going on. It was treacherous earlier on. Loads of roadworks, loads of traffic on the M25 and in Brentwood as well. I'll keep you up to date on that fairly soon. I'm going to kick off the show with a track. This is Nathan Dawn, Joel Corry and Ella Henderson with 0800 Heaven.
If heaven had a phone line, would I be the first one you would die?
Message, call me back. Don't love getting messages tonight. Like, call me back. I always find when, especially when my mum calls, she might be listening, or the missus, is they call on the phone, and I just, you know, you just get to your phone, you just miss that phone call, don't you? Within like seconds, you go to answer it, and they ring off. So you wait a few seconds, they haven't phoned back, so I'll ring them, and you ring them, and they don't answer. You keep ringing them, they don't answer. You think, what did they do with the phone after they phoned you? Did they, like, chuck it out the window? Or did it drop it in the toilet? You know, well, in my mum's case, she probably did. But what do they do? Why haven't you answered the phone? And then when you finally get through, you said, oh, you called? And they said, yeah, you didn't answer. I'll phone you straight back. And they go, oh, I never heard it. What? Do you know what I mean? What did you want anyway? Oh, nothing, just wanted to see what you was doing. Yeah, lovely. Thanks for that. This is Peggy Goo. It goes like, nah, 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 nah. 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to Sunday Lunch with me, Tony. Taking you through till 2 o'clock. Still got the charts to come. Also, the brand new singles what are out this week. Also, be looking at what albums are out this week as well. and celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday today, who are you sharing it with? I'll be letting you know very soon.
Favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that will be me. And this is Jazzy. A track called Feel It.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Loads of new tracks coming out this week. As I say, most of the Christmas tracks probably come out sort of mid-month, the 14th, 15th, that last two-week run-up, I suppose, before Christmas for the Race to Christmas number one. But singles still coming out. Nevertheless, let's have a quick look. Yeah, first and most likely the biggest is Taylor Swift, already a monolithic cultural entity. She's ascended to even greater heights this year with encompassing popularity to rival the Beatles at their height. To celebrate the news, and she's just become the most streamed act of the year as well on both Spotify and Apple Music, Taylor's just released another song from the vaults. The song in question is called You're Losing Me. It was originally recorded in 2021 for inclusion on the album Midnights, but was instead released as vinyl-only exclusive. So now you can hear the ballad whenever you want, because you can actually buy it on streaming platform or MP3 if you haven't got a record player to play the vinyl on. One of the biggest breakout acts of the year, Afrobeat's Princess Tyler, who issues her first new single after the success of her UK Top 10 single Water. Truth or Dare builds on this considerable hype and acts as a quick bomb before Tyler unleashes her brand new full-length debut album, which is meant to arrive early next year. And speaking of building on considerable hype, British singer and producer Kanye Grace is still riding high from the number one success of Strangers. The South African-born savant has been performing an unreleased song called Paris on her current tour. And today that song arrives fully formed, ready to be purchased or streamed on all your platforms. Also, brand new tracks coming out from Lana Del Rey, who covers John Denver's classic Standard Country Roads. Take Me Home, that's the one. Jess Glynn, sorry, I thought I said Glynn. Jess Glynn, whose previous number three chart hit This Christmas finally arrives on streaming. And Paloma Faith, who covered Santa Baby. Everyone's covered Santa Baby, apart from me, for her brand new Christmas EP. I'll tell you also, I'm going to be getting Calico into the studio. I think it's the second week of January. We'll be playing their brand new track. We'll be chatting to the girls, catching up with what they've been up to since their school's tour, which they've been doing very busy this year.
I've been working on it. hoping they can handle me.
Brand new from the band Don't Stop Never Quit. This is Calico.
It's a shutdown. Give your best, nothing less. You're a fighter. Game on. Gotta keep my eyes open high. Hope we're getting close to what I need, what I want. I'm on my way. You should know that I have written who I wanna be, and that's why they tripping. They can't. Show them up, cause you be on 10. Tell them back up, it's a wrap again.
So birthdays today, if it's your birthday, you're sharing it with the following. Ozzy Osbourne, born this day, December the 3rd, 1948. Actually born in Aston, England. Often think of him as being American, since he spent so much time in the States. 74 years young today, rock and roll performer who gained fame, of course, as the lead singer of Black Sabbath. And became known for, well, being the Prince of Darkness and the godfather, of course, of heavy metal. Brendan Fraser's birthday today, born today in 1968. Well known for his roles, I suppose, of something. George of the Jungle. Good film. Incineo Man. Probably best known for playing Rick O'Connell in the Mummy trilogy of films. The Mummy. Do you remember those films? His other films include Crash, Inkheart, and Journey to the Centre of the Earth. That was a bit pants, to be fair. In 2019, he began starring in the series Doom Patrol. Don't know it, but there you go. Montel Jordan, the R&B singer, his birthday today, born in 1968 in Los Angeles. R&B singer who released his platinum certified album, This Is How We Do It. In fact, you can't say it like that. You have to go, this is how we do it. Do you know the one? He's now a born-again Christian and has released many religious tracks and music. Julianne Moore's birthday today, born in 1960. Versatile actress known for her roles in such films as Boogie Nights, Far From Heaven, and, of course, Jurassic Park, The Lost World. She's the archaeologist, if you call it that. I think it's somebody is. She received an Academy Award and the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in the film Still Alice back in 2014. And birthdays today, Andy Williams, who sadly passed away in September 26, 2012, age 84, was born this day in 1927. He released 17 gold and platinum albums and sang Moon River. Of course, his most biggest track at this time of year would be It's the Most Wonderful Time in the Year. Boom. And that came out, that album, in 1963, which is 60 years old. I know that because I was born in 1964 and I didn't even need to do the maths. And he had bought that his first Christmas album out. And that song has been covered by so many different people. Michael Bublé. Well, loads and loads of people have covered it. It's one of the biggies. We're not going to be playing it just yet because we're going to be quickly talking about the Pogues. It was sad to see the death of Shane McGowan, who sadly passed away after being in hospital for quite a while. He was born on Christmas Day, if you didn't know, and that track is now in the running to become Christmas number one. And we're going to be looking at the charts later on. It's not quite in the top 10 yet, but last week it was in number 40, and it's risen quite a bit. It would be a real fitting tribute to get that track to number one, because it's a great track as well. In fact, it's so great, I think we'll play it right now. In memory of fantastic legend of a punk rocker.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, "Won't see another one." Then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year.
Kirsty McCall, Shane McGowan, of course, Fairy Tale of New York here on Sunday Lunch. Still busy on the roads. Central Brentwood looking chock-a-block. Let's see what's going on traffic or travel-wise.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Yeah, not much change. Very busy on the Ongar Road coming into Keldon Hatch, Pilgrim Hatchway, and the lead up to Doddinghurst Road. Although the Doddinghurst Road itself is okay, mainly caused from some tepid traffic signals currently just after Doddinghurst Road, which is back in the traffic all the way past Wilson's Corner. Has a bit of a knock-on effect at the Wilson's Corner on the High Street. People turning both ways, but slow traffic, and then, of course, right back onto the Ingrave Road as well as you come in towards Brentwood. Very busy around that area. Heading in towards Shenfield, you've got some temporary traffic signals due to gas main work currently on the A129 Rayleigh Road. Well, that is next to Hutton Place. If you're heading down towards the M25 at Junction 28, the A1023 is very busy coming down towards the roundabout. And then you've got some slow traffic due to signal failure currently there at the A12 M25 Junction 28 Brook Street roundabout. Congestion to all approaches on the roundabout. Approach with care on the roundabout. There's also a detour in operation for bus route 498. You've also got the slip road, which is closed there at the moment as well, to make it worse. One lane is closed as you're coming from Junction 27. It's very busy. So both slipways coming onto that junction, busy. So it's busy on the M25 coming off at Junction 28 if you're coming from Lakeside Way. Junction 29 looking okay. There was problems on the A127 earlier on, but that seems to have cleared now. No problems on that junction. And Junction 30, if you're heading towards Lakeside, that's looking okay now. A little bit busy now around the shopping areas, but other than that, it's moving. If you're cutting through from West Horndon, that's a lot clearer than it was earlier on. Just a tad busy around the parking car park areas of Lakeside. If you're heading towards Bluewater, load of problems there are currently at the junction of the A2, partially blocked, queuing traffic due to a crash on the A2, coastbound from the A2018, Old Bexley Lane, Dartford Heath to the M25 Junction 2, which is the Darnoff interchange. Congestion to Bexley Heath, traffic is in the opposite side, is also slow as drivers slow down to take a look. Road is currently blocked there at the moment, queuing traffic from all the way up to the tunnels of the 282, coming back over towards Essex. The A13's looking too bad, fairly busy as you come into Southend-on-Sea, as is the 127 to City Central, although the seafront looks okay. A12, not looking too bad, you've got speed restrictions of 40 miles an hour just after Margaretin. Watch out for that if you're heading that way. Chelmsford's busy at the moment. A414, a little bit busy as you come towards the M11, and the same with the A120 as well. If you're going on to the M11, watch out, there is traffic there, a couple of minutes wait, southbound between Junction 7, the A414, Keynes Lane, and Junction 6, M25, Junction 27, average speed about 30 miles an hour. Watch out for that if you're heading towards London Stansted Airport, that may slow you down. Rest of the M25, not looking too bad. A little bit stop-start around Waltham Abbey, but it is moving. And the A406, currently busy, but it's moving. You're up to date at 98, time is 13:34. Yeah, really busy on the road today. I'm presuming it's just mostly people, you know, shopping and getting those last minute, you know, going to all the shopping centres. All the routes to those are busy if you're heading towards Bluewater. Not too bad like this side, Lakeside, but it's just coming into Junction 28. Steer clear of that. If you can go through the A129 down towards Herringate and cut through Orsett, that's the route I would go. Currently not looking too bad that way. Right, quick ad, and then we've got David Guetta and Kim Petras with their track When We Were Young.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with Bull Atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Jack Harlow dominates the for a third week at number one with track Lover Me. Christmas also comes to the charts today with nearly half of the top 40 comprised of Christmas songs. Let's see what happens to the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, Jack Harlow's Lovin' On Me has seduced the UK for a third consecutive week at number one on the official singles charts, securing its biggest seven-day numbers yet with a total of 55,000 chart units. Rising to a brand new peak out of two today, Noah Kahan's Stick Seasons continues its extraordinary ascent. Under normal circumstances, we'd be looking at a sensible contender for next week's number one single, but now we're into December. Christmas has officially come to the singles chart. As it stands, nearly half of the official singles chart is comprised of Christmas songs, with a total of 16 festive tracks dominating the top 40 this week alone. These are led, of course, by the two most enduring and popular Yuletide hits, and former number ones, of course, Wham's Last Christmas, up 9 to number 5 this week, and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, jumping 10 this week to number 6 in the charts. As it stands, Wham and Mariah Carey could be considered lead contenders for this year's official Christmas number 1, given the likelihood to rise as the month rolls on. Just outside the top 10, lifting to a new peak this week, is Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now, that's rising 1 to number 12. And following the sad news of the post singer Shane McGowan's death yesterday, Fairy Tale of New York, featuring Kirsty MacColl, which just played it earlier, re-enters the top 40 at number 18 and is surely set to rise even further next week, potentially even setting the stage for its first ever stint at number one in the UK. Also joining the festivities this week, Brenda Lee's Rocking Round the Christmas Tree at 14. Michael Bublé is beginning to look a lot like Christmas at 16. Ed Sheeran and Elton John, former chart topper Merry Christmas at 17. Bob Helms, Jingle Bell Rock at 20. And Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me, currently at number 22. Two of this year's new Amazon Music Originals make their top 40 debut today. Sam Ryder's Your Christmas to Me becomes his third top 40 single, 23. And Georgia Smith earns her top 40 hits overall with E17 cover, Stay Another Day, currently number 38. More Christmas hits joining the domination include Shakin' Stevens' Merry Christmas, Everyone at 25. Kelly Clarkson's Underneath the Christmas Tree at 27. Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of Year, it's his birthday today, had he been alive, at number 29. Banzai, Do They Know It's Christmas at 35. Dean Martin, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, nearly, but it's raining outside, at number 36. And Si Snowman, currently at 40. Top 10, looking at this, at number 10, Down One for Houdini by Dua Lipa.
Catch me or I go, Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Be right back with the rest of charts after these.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Rest of charts looking like this. At number 9, Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift again, number 8, Is It Over Now? Taylor's version is 8. 7 for Tyler with the track Water. And up this week for a Christmas song, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I just want you for my own, more than you
Just never gets old, that track. Last week's number 16. Peaked at number one. Only been at number one once. And is up to the number six in the charts this week.
Charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
A former number one in fifth position at the moment. So last week's number 14, up to number five this week for Wham, Last Christmas. Some Christmas songs you just get sick of. This is one of those ones that you're always looking forward to listening to. Written apparently in his bedroom. Way back when, it was a charity single as well. All proceeds still go to charity for this. Well, I was around Andrew Ridgely's parents' house when he went upstairs and jotted the lyrics down to this track. And the rest of this day is history. Number five of the charts this week, a contender for Christmas number ones. Probably still going to rise by next week, I think. Most of the top ten will be full of Christmas tracks. At the moment, just the two. I'm expecting the Pogues to be in the top ten next week. And then the run-up to the Christmas number one really starts to hot up.
With Phoenix 98 FM.
All right, rest of the charts looking like this. At number four, Tate McRae with Greedy. At number three, Casso Ray and D-Block Europe with Prada. 13:53. Listen to the charts on Sunday Lunch with me, Tony.
Bought some paper ladies off for years. New strip on the way, Wrap those satin bricks. Half a cake on the way, Take a flight, you wanna take a lift. On the Molly Madden's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk. It don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in Prince's house. Purple paint all on the walls, Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby. Got strippers in my face, Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley. I'm on fire.
Ladies out for years, new strip on the way, Wrap those satin bricks, half a cake on the way, Take a flight, you wanna take a lift, on the Molly Madden's on the way, I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk, it don't matter, baby, I'm straight,
Feel like I'm in Prince's house, purple paint all on the walls, Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, 22, I'm in Paris, baby, got strippers in my face, Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Finley, I'm on fire.
With Phoenix 98 FM.
Which means top spots going for a third week to Jack Harlow with Loving On Me.
J-A-C-K-A-K-A Rico like Suave, Young Enrique speaking at A-K-A. She's an alpha but not around your boy. She could quiet around your boy. Hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy. Going dumb and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print. That's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I know you can't tie me down, but you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no. Then you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y. He's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand.
That's the it for me. Don't forget, still to come here on Sunday Sessions.
Stand up, dance.
From 2 o'clock, the weekend wind-up with Spencer Carter. He's in the house. 3 hours of fast-paced Sunday entertainment. I nearly said Saturday.
I'm vanilla, baby.
Ask program from 4 o'clock. With Claire Giraud and Natalie Bays. Stepping out with Iron Nigel from 6 o'clock. And Nigel will be talking to Rob Hiss and Ted Lawyer about the Manifestation app designed to aid mental health. Gracie's from 8 o'clock with Xanthi Beerman and the playlist right through the night. Uninterrupted recent chart hits.
Send to the stars.
Going to sign out with this, Duck Sauce and Armin van Helden, an A-track simply called La La La. Have a great weekend, whatever you may be doing. Wrap up warm, it's looking cold out there and raining as well. Tune in to Phoenix FM, we'll keep you warm for your Sunday. Loads still to come. As for me, I'm off to the karaoke. I'm running karaoke this afternoon at the Hart Street in Brentwood at the Gardener's Arms. If you fancy popping in and saying hello. If not, I shall be back here, same time, same place for your Sunday lunch. As always, from 12 o'clock, have a great weekend.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.